There you are, baby, lying on the couch. I was wondering where you went. I guess I fell back asleep after we finished fooling around before. I just love these lazy Saturday mornings. We can do whatever we want. Or at least, I can. Thank you for before. That was a truly delicious way to start the day. You're such a good boyfriend, baby. You did a wonderful job this morning. What did we call it? Servicing me with your tongue. I swear I must have gotten off 3 times. No wonder I needed to rest. What's that? When might you have a turn? Oh, just be patient, baby. We have the whole weekend in front of us. But right now, how about a kiss? Yeah, a nice, long, soft one. That's nice. So, what are you doing out here on the couch anyway? You were too revved up to sleep, so you came out here to chill out. I guess that does make sense, given how things have been going lately with us. I mean, it must be hard to fall asleep when you're lying next to a little hottie like me and you're all locked up. Scoot over a bit and let me lie down on the couch. Yeah, you sit right there so I can rest my feet on your lap. You can give my feet a little massage while we talk. So, I was just thinking before. I think it's time we chatted about our relationship. What? No, there's no problem at all. Actually, I'm really amazed at how well things are going. I would have never predicted how much I love our arrangement. Although I wouldn't be surprised if maybe you're having some second thoughts about what you asked for. Oh, that feels so good. I love the way you rub my feet. So relaxing. But wait a minute. Something's not right here. What is it? I know. You are wearing way too much clothing. Stand up. Don't worry, you can finish massaging me later. We've got all weekend for that sort of thing. But now, take off your clothes. Yes, you heard me. I mean, you look cute in your t-shirt and boxers and all, but for this conversation, I want to be able to see it. That's it. Good. I just love to see you naked with only your chastity tube on. I love getting to watch your reactions as I tease you. And it looks like you're reacting a bit right now. Look at you trying to get hard in that little tube. But of course you can't. I wonder what exactly is most exciting for you right now. Is it that you're naked in front of me? Or do you like it when I tease you about your chastity tube? Or maybe you like the way I look right now, lying in front of you in this sheer little robe. I know you can just barely see the lacy bra and panties I've got on under it. But my long, toned legs are bare for you to admire, stretching out in front of you. I think all my hours in the gym have been paying off, don't you? And doesn't this bra make my boobs look fantastic? All round and full. Especially when you know that your key is nestled between them, along with that diamond pendant you bought me last week. What's that? I always look fantastic. That's so sweet. You say the nicest things to me, and so often lately, since we started playing with chastity. Do you think there's a connection? Actually, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. Here, sit back down. Wait, on second thought, sit on the rug here, in front of me. Mm-hmm. And now that you're down there, I think you should kneel and put your hands behind your back. Yes, that's good. Now make sure you stay that way until I tell you to move. Well, this is nice. Sitting this way, I can slip my toes under those swollen balls of yours and stroke them gently while we talk, softly rubbing them back and forth. Isn't that just delicious? I can tell you think so. So, here's what I wanted to say. Remember a few months ago when you first came to me with this whole teasing and chastity idea? Remember how I wasn't sure about it at first? How I waited a bit before agreeing to try it this? I'm not exactly sure why I hesitated. I mean, true, I'd never even seen a male chastity device before, so I guess it all seemed pretty new. At the time, I told you I was worried that I wouldn't do it right. You know what a perfectionist I can be, so I guess that was part of it. But just maybe there was another part of me that was holding back for a different reason. I think there was a part of me that was intrigued. I think a part of me knew I might really enjoy it. Maybe too much. A part of me craved the power I could get by teasing you. Like right now, with you kneeling before me. And me leaning forward like this to flash you with my big soft tits and then squeezing them together between my arms just like this, shaking them right in front of your face. Look at you blush. But while I was uncertain, you were so patient and sweet. Such a gentleman. You didn't pressure me, but you took the time to explain it all to me. All your little kinks. How you love the feeling of being teased and denied. How much you wanted to be kept all trembling with desire. How I could, get things from you in return. All sorts of things. And that put me at ease. So we agreed to experiment a little. First, we tried it for just an evening. Then for just a couple of days. Then for a week. Then we added another week. And then another one. And guess what? It turns out I'm a natural, don't you think? I mean, it was obvious to both of us very quickly that I am really good at teasing. I kept finding new ways to excite and torment you, like reaching out and flicking your nipples with the tips of my fingers, like this, while I softly lick at your ear. No, stop. Remember, keep your hands behind your back. That's right. So here's what I wanted to tell you. I've reached a decision. I absolutely love this chastity game. I just love how it makes me feel. So I'm not hesitating anymore. I want us to keep playing this together. I pledge to you that I will do exactly what you asked for. I'll keep teasing you every day, experimenting with different mean and nasty ways of driving you crazy. Aren't I the best girlfriend ever? For example, how would it feel if I were to slowly press your locked cock down with my foot like this? Slowly pushing it down and back and back and all the way back between your legs until you're forced to lean all the way forward like this. Ooh, you're grimacing. Does it hurt? Oh, don't even try it. I see how you're swelling in that tube. I know you love every minute of this. And you know what? That part of me that was intrigued by chastity, it loves it too. It's funny, that part of me just seems to keep growing, sort of coming out of the shadows. Ooh, look how it bounced up when I let it go. I guess you're as hard as you can get it in there. You must really want me. You know, to be honest, I'm not really surprised that I like this chastity stuff. We've never really discussed it, but full disclosure, I've always been somewhat of a tease. Well, maybe more than somewhat. I mean, from a pretty young age, I've been a flirt. I got lots of attention that way. And when I got older, I would like teasing the guys I used to date, getting them all riled up. In recent years, I would do it all the time. It gives me such a thrill when I have some young stud wanting me. Watching how helpless he gets, all tongue-tied and overly polite in that desperate way. After all, it's so easy to do, especially when you look like me. You just wear something sexy, smile and laugh a lot, maybe stand a little too close, occasionally bend over a bit or touch them softly here and there. That was partly what attracted you to me when we first met. Well, I'm not surprised, baby. I'm not surprised at all. I remember when we met very well. It was at the gym late last year. You kept watching me work out while you were on the treadmill. I noticed it right away. I always do. You seemed cute, so I turned on the tees and showed off my body to you, bending over and sticking out my ass as I leaned forward to do my stretches on that mat right next to you. I saw how you kept casting glances sideways at me, trying not to be obvious. But I could tell. Here, watch. I was bending over, kind of like this, remember? And it so worked. You came right over like a moth to the flame. You were so cute as you tried to chat me up. And you blushed every time I put my hand on your arm or pretended to slip and leaned into you. I thought that you were absolutely adorable. Sure, you're a little older than the guys I've dated in the past, but you were smart and funny and polite and a little shy. And for someone just out of school like me, it didn't hurt that you have such a good job, too. After one dinner out together, with me in my best little black dress. We were already an item. And it's been heaven ever since, don't you think? Yeah, I know you do. You fell for me fast, even though I wouldn't let you in my pants for a while. Or maybe because of that. I think we're made for each other, the teaser and the teased, a perfect fit. What's that? You want me more and more every day. That's so sweet. I love how you want me. It motivates me to keep teasing you. Like, for example, what if I slowly spread my legs in front of you like this, with the outline of my pussy lips showing through my pretty panties, showing you what you cannot have. So close and yet so far. I love it when I make you groan. Wait, don't move. Keep your hands behind your back. You can't touch me. What? I know you want my pussy, but you're gonna have to earn it. Here, bend down at my pretty little feet. You can start by kissing them slowly. Worship them. Take your time there, and then you can gradually work your way up my legs. Yes, like that. Go slowly. Show me how you adore every little bit of me. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's good. Anyway, where was I? Oh, right, before we met. Well, before you, the thing is, I would never really take the teasing too far. Usually we'd make out for a while, feel each other up a bit, and then I'd make some lame excuse, and we'd have to stop before they got off. I certainly sent a bunch of guys home with a good set of blue balls. But of course, when they got home, they could just jack off. And sooner or later, they'd start pressuring me for sex. Sometimes I'd cave and sometimes not. But by that point, some of the fun was gone, and pretty soon we'd break up. And then I met you. You were so respectful when I made you wait, and so generous when I finally let you fuck me. It felt so right. And then, out of the blue, there you were, bashful and asking to talk. That night after we went to that fancy French restaurant, I was sitting on the bed taking off my stockings, and you came over and helped me, kneeling in front of me to do so. Just like now. You started muttering about how much I turn you on, and before I knew it, you were spilling your guts about your kinks, all about that tease and denial stuff, and then suggesting that we try chastity. It was a whole new world. Now, everything has just fallen into place. This takes my enjoyment of teasing to a completely new level. This way, you can constantly want me, and I can control when you come. I just love it. And you just act so devoted to me all the time. And it is so damn fucking hot. Yeah. Keep licking me. That feels great. Work your way up my legs more. What I love is that I've got you trapped. You're my plaything. My sex toy. Oh, yeah. Lick me up higher. It's like I own you. That's good. Oh, God, I feel so fucking powerful. Wow, I gotta tell you, this conversation is getting me hot. I'm getting all wet again. Wait, hold on. Let me get this robe off. I'm gonna turn around so you can start worshiping my ass. I know how much you love it. Yeah. That's it. Kiss my ass. Oh, that feels good. Mm-hmm. While you do that, oh, I've got to dip my fingers in my panties and rub my clit. Oh, yeah. Here, quick, pull down my panties. Yeah, that's right. Just toss them aside. Now lean in and smell me, but don't touch me. Just smell. Good, huh? I know how you love the odor of my pussy when I'm wet. I can see it. Look at you straining. I think you're gonna snap that tube in half. I bet you'd like to lick me off again, wouldn't you? Yeah, I could tell. Well, maybe if you ask real nice. That's it. Ask nicer. Beg. That's right. Beg for it, baby. Beg to lick my pussy. Louder. Yes. Scream how much you want me. Tell me I'm your goddess. That's right. That's right. Who rules you? Who do you worship? That's right. It's me and only me. Okay. Do the honors. Start licking me, but slowly. You know how I like it. Start slowly. Yes, like that. Oh, yeah, that's good. You know, it's happened just like you predicted. I mean, when you were trying to convince me to try this. Oh, yes. I rule you now. You do whatever I say, whatever my whim. Like last week at the mall when I had you buy me this gorgeous pendant. Even though it cost most of your last paycheck. Oh, yeah. That's good. Keep licking me. And baby, I have to make a confession. Oh, lick a little faster. Yeah. The thing is, I don't just like teasing you. Oh, God. But I also like making you wait. Oh, I mean, I like that you suffer for me. You suffer for me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, this feels so good. And it's so good to finally say all this out loud. Oh, I just think it's time that we openly acknowledge the truth. Yeah, our relationship has permanently changed. Oh, yeah, that's good. There's no way I'm going back to how things were. This is too good now. Now it's all about you. Pleasing me. I'm in charge. I win. Oh, yes, that's so good. Oh, I'm getting close. Quick, lie down. I've got to ride your face. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, don't move. Let me rub all over you. So good. Now tell me. Tell me I'm right. Tell me I own you. Yeah. Say it again. Scream it. Oh, God, that's good. You really mean it. I know you do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Oh, wow. That was so, so fucking fantastic. Oh, I never want this to end. What? Neither do you. Well, you did ask for this, right? I hope you don't regret it. Because, believe me, you've unleashed the inner Dom in me. This isn't play anymore. I want it all. What's that? No, baby. Weren't you listening? I'm not letting you out now, silly. I know you're going crazy. Isn't that the point? You're supposed to feel that way. It means I'm doing it right. Right, baby. Besides, I'm good for now. So, you just wait for your turn. Maybe later this weekend. I'd say it's just possible that I might feel like letting you get off. Maybe. Maybe after another trip to the mall? We'll see. But right now, I'm starving. You run off and make me some breakfast. No, leave your clothes off. I like to see you this way. All stuffed away and aching for me. Go on. I feel so good. What should I have him do next? Or, for that matter, for the rest of the weekend? Oh, wait. I know.